the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Monday evening here in Rochester. 80 degrees and sunny. Can't ask for much more than that in the middle of April. We'll have for the first time tonight on Rochester Radio the scorer of the winning goal for the Rhinos in their 1-0 win over LA on Saturday, Scottish-born Tam McManus. So it was Tartan weekend this weekend in Rochester, and all the Scottish soccer fans are very excited about seeing Tam play for the Rhinos in the home opener May the 5th against the Charlotte Eagles. Also, we'll be joined by two-time champions with the Western New York Flash, Portuguese international Kim Brandau will be with us, and Dick Howard will be on as well. Took at the big Champions League semifinals this week, and some great matches going on in the European leagues, and big upset today in England. We'll talk about that with Dick. And joining us in just a moment from Florida will be Joe Sirianni. He'll be giving us his thoughts on the tragic passing of 25-year-old Italian player Pier Mario Morosini as he died on the field on Saturday and he was playing for Livorno. And, of course, all the matches in Italy were canceled, and it's all over the Italian news. It's a very sad situation. We'll talk to Joe in just a second. Let's bring in Sam Monjovi now. Sam, how you doing?
Good, Andrew. A lot of tragedy in Italy for sure, but we're also going to be talking about the Rhinos' first season-opening victory in a while.
It certainly was a great win for the Rhinos. I got to watch the game on USL Live, and the 10- or 12-year-old announcer who did the game did a pretty good job, and he actually made a great comment. In the second half, they were into injury time. The referee announced, the fourth official announced 2 minutes. They were into the fifth minute of injury time, and he made a comment, "We're now into Fergie time." For those of you who aren't Manchester United supporters or enemies like I am, they often tend to get a lot of injury time when you're playing at Old Trafford, and it just seems strange that always happens. But let's put that aside, and let's bring in Joe Sirianni from Florida. How you doing, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and welcome to the sunny Florida, that's about 80 degrees, similar to righteous weather. How do you like that?
How about that?
In Orlando, and the weather, the sun is shining, but I could very well be in Rochester enjoying the same kind of weather. But on the soccer part of the show, I feel very... the condolence to the family of Mario, of the soccer player that passed away in Italy. And I'm emotional, as you can tell, the sound of my voice, because I can imagine the trauma and pain that his parents and his fiance that they were going to be married soon must be feeling. It's been a tragic day in Italy, and 25 years old, the guy that collapsed on the field leaves a lot to be, to be desired, and there's got to be a lot of explanation on his death and the reason why he died. And, athletes are checked out constantly by the doctors, and they say that one of the reasons why maybe he was... Not able to get help. It was because the ambulance that was on the way to the call got delayed by an accident, and so there's a lot of things that are going on in Italy pertaining to that.
Well, let's catch everybody up on that, Joe. So those of you who have not seen the story, let's go back to the beginning. Pier Mario Morosini was a midfielder for Livorno in Serie B, and they were playing Pescara, and about 30 minutes into the first half, he just collapsed, much like the Bolton player Mamba did a few weeks back, the same kind of situation. And they said that he basically he died on the field. But one of the controversies is they could not get the ambulance onto the pitch because it was being blocked by a car owned by the traffic police. They actually had to break the window of the car to move it to get the ambulance on there. So they did an autopsy today in Italy, and they have not seemed to find anything of that it tells you what the cause of death was. There's still no glaring reason why Morosini passed away. So this may be something that we may never know. But Livorno has retired his number 25. No one will ever wear that again for Livorno. And Morosini was a midfielder. He played for the under 21 Italian national team, and many of the he played with a lot of big stars in Italy, including also a gentleman who now plays for the Montreal Impact, who came over. He played as a teammate of his. And I think the entire country is just in total shock. I mean, it's all over the front page of all the newspapers. Sam, I know you're shaking your head. It's the same. It's just, it's when something like this happens, it just brings home how fragile life is, and your time can happen.
They said that he actually fell, and he was actually waving over for assistance, but I would just quickly drop to the ground. And, it's hard. If they don't get the medical attention right away, even to see what he's not responding to, it's hard to find out.
It's very difficult because I had the same thing happen to my dad with the lenses when I was a trainer. We were playing in Montreal, and Manfred Seisler got hit right on the bridge of his nose. And as he went down, he began, I always been one of those guys that never wait for the referee to allow me to go on the field, because I used to follow the play, and my eyes were always on the players and who had the ball. And I rushed on the field, and he was in the process of swallowing his tongue. So immediate help is always needed. And I think that sometimes the referees and all the kind of thing, and they neglect that you're dealing with life and death, and for them to wait until they clear that the guy's it's not really faking, but it's fully injured, and that brings to point something that it's really pained me, because in today's soccer time, you got a lot of players that they go down and they fake injuries, and then all of a sudden they get up and they run. So they need to reaffirm, and the league needs to reaffirm and deal with those kind of behavior, because you deal with life and death.
Right, because we were talking last week about the hard job that the referees have. And so let's say that Mr. Morosini was just that he fell, he was faking an injury to slow down a counterattack in Livorno's favor, and then if the referee would have been right not to call it, but then, of course, now that the referee didn't call it right away, people are saying, well, why didn't you? So, I think the referees are a little bit manipulated too now.
It's a hard situation. I mean, I think what may come out of this will be more emergency medical personnel available at matches. I mean, whether it be Serie A, Serie B, English Premiership, whatever league it is, and that the referees and the officials have to be aware that if something like this happens, there's a protocol is what you have to do. And I think the medical people were on the spot. They did what they could, but there was no opportunity for him to be revived. It was a tragic loss. I mean, the Bolton player Mwamba, he's actually out of the hospital now, so which is good. I mean, but the same thing happened to him, and it's shocking for the players, the fans, and everybody involved in the sport when something like this happens. So all we can do is
going to come out of this, Andrew, is the fact that the screening of the players is going to be more intense before the game and after the game. to find out if they have any substance abuse or anything like that. So it's going to change the how the testing, and they're going to change how the players are used, you know, to make sure that they're not under the influence of anything that might be.
We're not saying he was, of course.
This thing, you know.
But don't forget, I mean, the Rhinos. Isaac Kesey had a heart condition that he didn't know he had, and he discovered it. Fortunately, before anything like, you know, any kind of tragedy happened. I mean, if they had gone undiscovered, something might have happened to him on the field. And of course, you know, again, when you lose a player like that, it's such a shock. And hopefully, you know, in this gentleman Morosini, the gentleman had a tragic life because he lost his parents he lost his parents before he turned 18, and his disabled brother committed suicide, and the only sibling he had was his sister, who was handicapped. So, yeah. I mean, he was basically took care of his family, and, you know, we all wish the best for his friends and his sister and all the Italian fans, because, you know, the game has to go on, as they say, but I know that it'll be difficult this weekend when the Serie A and B resume play. So, but we want to talk about the Rhinos a bit. I know, Joe, you're very happy that the team got their first victory in their opener in a long time, and first time a coach has ever gotten a victory in his first Rhinos match. So, it's a good start for the Rhinos this year.
No, it's very good. I'm really happy, and I want to congratulate the whole Rhino organization for the win. It's certainly started in the right direction, and they're going to be playing another game in LA, and I hope it's another victory. And what a blessing they would be to start two positive games.
And it'll be Friday night again. It'll be a late start, 10:30 West Coast, East Coast time. Again, available on USL Live, or U Nation is what they're calling it now. So we get to listen and watch the Rhinos in action from the Cal State Fullerton, a pitch that leaves a little bit to be desired, looked like a little bald in spots, and certainly L.A. had the knowledge of that field. But the Rhinos will be practicing there all week, so I think they'll be having some good time on a grass field instead of practicing on turf. We'll talk to Tam McManus about that at the top of the hour. But I mentioned, everybody, that Joe will be back in Rochester next Monday, so he'll be on the entire show. We'll be back at Casa di Siriani, and I'm sure Anna will be having all the food ready for us
for
cooking.
Yeah, I can't
great,
wait.
Joe. So, and we appreciate you being on all these weeks in Florida while you're in Florida, Joe, on your holiday. So we will talk to you again live next Monday, and be with us the whole show, and be back. Things will be back to normal here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and thanks for holding the fort for me, and thanks to Sam and everything, buddy, and I thank the listeners for being what they are. Remember, Soccer Kick in the Grass has been on for a long time, and we hope we keep on being on for a long time.
19 years.
19
Joe,
years.
Thanks
right.
a lot.
Almost
we will talk
age.
To you. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, very good. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Joe Siriani here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, Joe will be with us for the entire show starting again on Monday. We're looking forward to that. And coming up next, we'll always look forward to Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. And in the International Report, we'll have big news about a major upset today in England. And, of course, the Champions League semifinals are this week. We'll talk about that as well. And Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh, Northfield Commons. Number to call is 248-2650. Go see Tony and Michelle for all of your soccer needs, whether it be Lancers memorabilia, getting your jerseys, your team bags, your jackets ready for the summer soccer season. Or maybe you want to even go over and talk to Tony about the Champions League matches coming up this week. I'm sure he'll be watching them on the live screen at his favorite location, which we can't mention because they're not a sponsor. But ask Tony. He'll tell you where he watches the game. It's always a great atmosphere. So, again, Top Notch Monogramming, proud to be our title sponsor here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, how's it going tonight?
Are you going to be able to sleep tonight, Andrew, before the big game?
Well, it's not till Wednesday.
I know, but you know the build up to the game. It's going to take a while. No, good to chat to you and Sam. And what a result today with Arsenal and Wigan.
We were teasing the big upset, and Wigan Athletic, they have now beaten Manchester United and Arsenal back to back. Talk about a team getting themselves out of the relegation zone in style, but
that and was deservedly a, so. Yeah,
a huge loss
well.
For Arsenal. today. That puts them now into a position where they have a gigantic match on Saturday against Chelsea, no less, and that could really shake things up in the third through fifth, sixth spots in the Premiership, which of course they're fighting for the Champions League berth, the qualifying for the Champions League, and also the Europa League with Spurs and Newcastle. So it's coming down to the wire, Dick, and that match on Saturday is so important at the Emirates Stadium.
It's amazing, isn't it, that we've got all these games. You've got Real Madrid, Barcelona, locking horns, you know, in the domestic games. You've got the Premiership games. And the thing that I always enjoy talking to North American fans about is this situation with promotion, relegation, and trying to get spots to play in a European competition. They find it totally different to what's happening with North American sports, but I think it really adds an energy and an interest right the way to the final games of the season.
Well, Dick, I know that I'm certainly going to be rooting for the Toffees on Sunday. They play Manchester United. If they can get a result with the league only five points separating Man U and Manchester City. City has Wolves, the bottom team in the league, so you got to figure they're going to get a win. That would set up if United does not get 3 points, it could be all for the taking, and the two teams meet at the end of April. So this is not over yet. We thought it was over a week ago, but all of a sudden it could still be a race here for the title.
It's great, isn't it, when you get this. And obviously, if you're a betting man, you're going to put your money on Arsenal playing against a Wigan, and even a Wigan-Manchester United. But they have played well. I'm really pleased for Roberto Martinez, because he's always conducting himself with a lot of class with regards to the games. He had that very traumatic result against Chelsea and the controversy in that game. And, of course, it was there with the game against Tottenham on Sunday. We saw the same kind of situation happening with this goal line technology issue raising its head again.
Well, Dick, I tell you, I was listening to BBC London this morning, as my wife and I always do, and there was a comment made by the DJ who was on, saying that there was an angle, and I'm not seeing it, but there is an angle that showed the ball did cross the line. Now, again, I've looked everywhere, I'm not seeing that, but there was such a mass of bodies on the goal line, it literally was impossible to see if the ball went over the line.
But I know that
Harry Redknapp went ballistic after the match, because, I mean, even though the match ended 5-1 and Chelsea ran the game out as deserved winners, but it made the match 2-0 when Mata scored that goal, the controversial goal in the second half, and then Tottenham scored to make it 2-1, and then Chelsea just went crazy at the end of the game.
It's certainly a turning point in the game, but then you look at the two situations I've got now with regards to goal line technology. You've got the Hawkeye system, which basically uses video. You've got the ref goal system, which is the other one that's being considered by the International Football Association board to be implemented, and that goes by a chip in the ball and establishing chips in the posts themselves. And given the Hawkeye and given the number of angles we saw the incident from, it was very difficult to judge whether the ball actually went over the line. The referee made the call, not the assistant referee. And as I say, I have not yet seen an image where I can see the ball, to be quite honest.
Exactly, and the referee was right there in the penalty in the 6-yard box, so he had a good angle on it, and maybe he could see something, because again, you literally cannot tell from all the different angles just because there are so many bodies on the ground there. But there was also a controversy even that John Terry committed a foul.
Well, yeah, I think John Terry did make contact with the goalkeeper. I think that could have been a situation that could well have been called by the match official.
But I tell you, it seems like every week we say this over and over. We talk about the referees and controversy. But I know Sam is chomping at the bit to talk about the Champions League semifinals.
Oh, right before that, Dick, I want to ask your opinion on something, because I know it was just a little over a couple of weeks ago, everybody was talking about Tottenham, and especially with Harry Redknapp, with his success with Tottenham in line subsequently to be the England national team coach. with the recent Tottenham results, is Redknapp still the prime candidate?
Well, certainly in the media, he's the prime candidate. I don't think he's the best candidate, to be quite honest. I think that Roy Hodgson, the West Brom manager, is far better suited to be the manager of the English national team, because I think Harry is a great club coach. He loves the wheeling and dealing. He loves the daily interaction with players. And once you become national coach and you've got maybe 6 to 8 games a year, you've got a lot of travelling to do. You've got a lot of visits to clubs, talking to players. You have the players for a very minimal period of time, maybe 2 days before the game, and then after the game they all fly back to their clubs. It's a totally different environment, and I think in that regard that Roy Hodgson, who's coached both national teams and club teams in various parts of Europe, is a lot better candidate than a Harry Redknapp.
And, you know, I was worried before the Chelsea-Tottenham game because I thought Chelsea would, as much as they could, rest up a lot of players for the Champions League game, and instead they just, you know, they come out with a 4-1 win. 5-1, sorry.
Yeah, no, it was an excellent performance, and certainly seeing players like Lampard playing with a smile on their face, because it certainly wasn't there before. And let's give credit to Roberto Di Matteo. He certainly changed the climate in the dressing room. The players seem to be enjoying playing for him. Obviously a big test against Barcelona, but who knows, you know, if they play their A game, they could well create an upset, and I know Andrew's hoping for that.
I've never seen such a surprisingly happy coach as Di Matteo on the sideline. Every time Chelsea scores,
well,
you just see him, like,
there's
light
an intensity,
up.
Isn't there? You know, that you didn't see with Villas-Boas. He was a relative low-key individual, but Di Matteo gets into it, and, you know, he's got that intensity with the team that certainly was lacking before.
Well, Di Matteo, of course, a player. Villas-Boas never played the game. He was only a coach. Di Matteo, of course, played for Chelsea, and he played many years for Italy. So yeah. he gets into that. He's, you know, friends with all these players. He's known them for many years. So that sets up these two big matches. Tomorrow it's Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, and that is going to be played in Germany. And, of course, Bayern is trying to host the final and play in the final. It's going to be a very interesting match. I think Bayern needs a result, obviously, at home, because Real at the Bernabeu is nearly impossible to beat. So it's going to be Cristiano Ronaldo and Gomez, and we'll see which one of the stars can light it up on Tuesday.
Yeah, the thing, though, Andrew, and Sam, I'm sure you know this, that Real don't really relish traveling to Germany for games. They've got one win in 22 visits to Germany, which is not good, and you've got a Bayern team who are very strong in the Allianz Arena. They've won 8 of the 9 home meetings with Real Madrid over the years, 13 of the last 14 games. All these kind of statistics against a Real Madrid team that's, of course, just lost one of the last 22 Champions League. So it's really going to be an incredible struggle, and it could well end up all square, which is not the best, as you mentioned, because in the Bernabeu, Real Madrid are virtually unbeatable.
That's right. And then that's going to be on Fox Soccer starting at 2:30. And then Wednesday, the match will be on the FX network, which is available on many more basic cable systems. Obviously, everybody wants to see Barcelona, but they did not look good on Saturday. Levante, one of the lower teams in La Liga, gave them all they could handle. There was controversy in that match, too, with a penalty called that may not have been a penalty. So, and the big thing, Dick, is with this match, both these teams have gigantic league matches on Saturday. Chelsea needs a win over Arsenal to have any shot at, I think, at qualifying for the Champions League through the EPL. Barcelona must beat Real or their chances for La Liga are gone. So it's going to be a balancing act with Di Matteo and Pep Guardiola. Who do you play? Who do you leave out of the lineup? It's going to be a real chess match, I think, on Wednesday. And I think Chelsea need a clean sheet. If they can hold Barcelona scoreless, it gives them a shot playing in Spain. Because if Barcelona gets an away goal, it's going to make it very difficult.
Yeah, you used the word, the analogy of a chess match. And I think it's the case, isn't it? Because they know each other so well, they play each other over the years, they're studying video, and then they know exactly what they have to do to get a result. The bottom line is, of course, that you've got two teams in the shape of Real Madrid and Barcelona that are so good going forward. They, you know, can be caught at the back, and I'm sure that both Heinkes and Di Matteo are aware of that. They're going to be fascinating. I'm really looking forward to seeing both games because you're going to see top quality football, maybe not a great many goals, but it could well be, you know, the guys between the posts could well be the difference because you've got four outstanding goalkeepers coming up against each other in these games.
You know, my feelings with these games against Real Madrid and Barcelona is that the teams playing against them, the big players have to have big games. And that's what, like, I felt a little, I felt that way, especially with Milan when they played Barcelona. I was really looking for Ibrahimovic to have more of a presence. And
disappointing, wasn't he? You know, you look at that situation and you've got a player who you think he had a short spell in Barcelona. He wants to show them what they missed out on, and he didn't produce it. You're right. It was more the defenders for Milan that came out with flying colors in that game.
So now with Chelsea coming out, it's going to be Drogba and Torres and the midfielder.
Mata. Mata is going to be a big key in this match because they talk about somebody who knows Barcelona. You know, Mata and Torres, they play with they're on the Spanish national team. They play with these guys. They know exactly what it takes. But I wonder about Drogba and Lampard. These two veterans who have been there before. They are so want a Champions League title after what happened against Manchester United a few years back in the penalty shootout. These two guys are playing very well right now. So
yeah, Drogba's goal, I thought, you know, when he turned on the defender and whipped it in, it was just a superb goal. That was Drogba's
best, nice goal,
wasn't it?
And that's the kind of goal he needs to score against Barcelona. And with Bayern Munich, they got Gomez up front, but they need Robin or Ribery to have big games as well. Otherwise, Gomez is
left. Yeah, and Robin, of course, disappointed that big game against Borussia Dortmund with missing the PK and a late chance. He's lacking a little bit at the moment, but still a very, very effective player, and on his day can be a match winner. So you've got all these individuals, and coaches are playing mind games. It's shaping up to two great days of soccer. There's going to be a lot of people crying off sick over the next couple of days, I think.
I remember when, you know, the big salaries were paid for Ronaldo and Messi. Not so much, you know, nobody disputed the Messi nor Ronaldo people were talking about, but, you know, I tell people, you know, when the big games come around, you know, Ronaldo finishes, or he's a big part of the win. You know, that's why he gets the
60
money.
Goals for each of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't,
just
can't
amazing.
Beat that.
Some of them, they're spectacular, aren't they? You know, I think it's fabulous, and that's where people will pay good money when you're seeing that kind of quality of making things happen on the field. And whatever the sport, you pay to see these superstars that do unnatural things in putting the ball in the back of the net.
Well, I think we'll certainly have a lot to talk about next Monday, especially with Mr. Joe Sirianni back on the show for the full hour. So
that's
we'll
great.
What happens.
Sam involved. You know, good questions there, Sam, and I'm sure a lot to discuss tonight, and a good opening win there for the Rhinos. That's great to see.
Yeah, good talking with you, Dick.
Thanks
okay,
a lot,
guys.
Dick. We'll talk to you, and enjoy the matches.
Good luck, Andrew.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And we come back, we're going to go out to the left coast and hear from the scorer of the winning goal for the Rhinos in their victory over LA on Saturday, Tam McManus, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for Mike Huckabee. Early afternoons on 92.1 FM and 1040 AM WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800. Or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Sam Monjovi. Don't forget, coming up will be Western New York Flash defender Kim Brandao, member of the Portuguese women's national team. But right now we're hearing my favorite band from Scotland, Altered Images. I wish I could have seen them back in the day. But speaking of Scotland, we have a very, very proud Scott on the phone with us right now. Gentlemen, who scored the winning goal for the Rhinos in their 1-0 victory over LA on Saturday. And all the Scottish loyals here in Rochester are very looking forward to seeing him play in a Rhinos uniform. From Los Angeles, joined by Tam McManus. And Tam's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your 2012 season tickets by calling 454-KICK. The home opener is Saturday, May 5th against the Charlotte Eagles, 7 p.m. kickoff. Tam, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Tam, I know that this is a big win for the Rhinos on Saturday against LA. I know that it was a very professional win because you guys took the lead in the first half yourself, scoring the goal, and then you managed the game very well in the second half. Christian Neek made a couple of big saves, and you guys played very well defensively and came away with the first time the Rhinos have won their first match of the season in a long time.
No, it was great to get the 3 points. I mean, the first 15, 20 minutes of the game was pretty cagey. I mean, both teams were kind of feeling each other out. But then we managed to get the goal. A bit of a mix-up with the goal. I think it was actually Tyler who scored, but it's a team game, and, you know, we got the 3 points. That was the main thing. But in the second half, the game opened up a lot. We had a few more chances in the break to kill the game. But Christian came up with a couple of good stops in the second half to make sure we won the game. But we defended well as a team. and we really gritted the result out. It wasn't a pretty performance, but you know, on the road, 3 points are precious, and hopefully we can go on Friday and get another three.
It doesn't matter how you win on the road, just win. It doesn't have to be pretty. It's only you only have to win pretty at home to draw the fans. But let me ask you, the match was played on grass, and the Rhinos did not train much on grass this season because, of course, training at Salem Stadium. Was there much of an adjustment you guys had to make playing on the field at Cal State Fullerton? I know that you guys are training there this week for the rematch coming up on Friday. So how's the team adjusting to the playing on grass?
Me personally speaking, it was great to get back on the grass. I mean, I'm used to playing on grass in Scotland. I've played on grass most of my career, so the likes of myself and maybe Gustavo, Chilean guy, and you know George the Greek, you know, we were all happy to get on the grass, to be honest. And it was a welcome change. It was a good surface of training, and the pitch itself on the night was a bit fiery and bumpy, and it was quite sandy, so it wasn't conducive to playing good football, but both teams tried to get the ball down and pass it. And as I said, it was just a great result for us to get our first 3 points on the board early doors.
Now, Tim, you've played many, many years in Scotland. You, of course, also played for the Colorado Rapids with Danny Earls, and now you're here with the Rhinos. What are you seeing as the difference between playing in Scotland versus MLS versus playing for the Rhinos? What's the difference in style with the leagues from your point of view?
I found that going to the MLS, firstly, the pace of the game was a lot slower. I think that was due to, like, sometimes the weather was hot. In Scotland, you don't get much hot weather, and the games are fast and furious with a lot of longer balls. But in the MLS, it definitely was slower. You had a lot of kind of Latino players, Argentinian players, and the pace of the game, the skill level was higher. And obviously, I've only played one game for Rochester last night, and it was the other night, and it was a bitty game. There wasn't a lot in the game. It was evenly matched teams, so it wasn't a lot of fast-flowing football. But there is a lot of talent in Rochester in this team, and I think that this season, you know, we've got the coaching staff, we've got everybody together, and I think the team spirit is high. I think we can really go and achieve great things this season and bring a championship back to Rochester.
Absolutely. And now one of the things that's unusual with this league versus other leagues, you're playing the same team back-to-back. You don't usually see that unless you're playing a cup match and then playing a league match against the same team. Is that hard to play the same team within like a week span, having played them, you know, before and then having to play them again? Is it difficult to do that, or is it a little bit easier?
It's something I'm not used to personally, playing the same team again a week later. I think it's going to be harder for us. To be honest, I think LA is going to come out and try and make it up to their fans to come out and get the 3 points. We've got to be concentrated and put the same level of performance and attitude and work rate that we did in the game on Friday. And if we do that, we can get the same result. But if we are lax and we don't concentrate and we're sloppy, then you know we'll get beat. So we've got to get out there with the same attitude, same hunger that we had the other night. Everybody working hard, covering each other. If we do that again, we've got the players to get goals again.
Speaking with Tam McManus of the Rochester Rhinos out in Los Angeles, as the Rhinos are training this week in California, preparing for this Friday's match against the LA Blues, second of two against the Blues out in California. I know that, Tam, I'm sure you're looking forward to coming to Rochester. And before I actually started covering the Rhinos on the radio, I sat in the stands with a lot of Scottish fans. This happened to work out that way. And we had a player, Yogi Mackay, who was of Scottish descent. His father played for the Rochester Lancers.
Yep.
And so they were very excited about having they were very supportive of Yogi. Now they finally have another Scottish player. So I'm sure that I know that there are many fans of Scottish descent that are looking forward to seeing you play on May 5th when you guys come home.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I know there's quite a few Scottish people. I mean, it's like Irish, Scottish people, they're everywhere. You know, you go, everybody's got some Scottish or Irish in their background. So I'm looking forward to coming to play in Rochester, the home fans. Hopefully we can entertain them and score goals. That's what we're about this season. We want to win games, but we want to entertain the fans as well, particularly at home. So yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting all the fans, and hopefully the home opener, we've got three wins under the belt. That's our target, to have three wins by then, and then hopefully that'll be a big crowd turnout and we can entertain them and send them home with 3 points.
10-4, before I let you go, I got to ask you about the big news in Scotland that for the first time in over 100 years, the Edinburgh Derby is going to be in the Scottish FA Cup final as Hibs will take on Hearts after Hearts beat Celtic yesterday. What does that mean? Have you played for Hibs for so many years? Yep. How is that match going to be seen in Edinburgh? I mean, how big is this for Edinburgh to have both their teams in the FA Cup final?
It's a huge game. I mean, I was at Hibs for 7 years as a kid, and Hibs have not won the Scottish Cup in 110 years. So to get to the final and their biggest rivals is standing in front of them, I mean, it's a really big game. I mean, it's Celtic and Rangers is obviously the bigger game from Glasgow, but Edinburgh Hibs is just as big, you know. And that game, if Hibs win that game, I mean, the guys in that squad will be legends forever in Edinburgh. They'll never have to buy another pint again.
Absolutely. Then the rivalry goes back to 1875. I was reading, and
yep.
It is as intense as Rangers Celtic for the people in Edinburgh, and it's going to be something special.
Really, I know
when those two teams get together for the Scottish FA Cup, especially that neither Celtic or Rangers are in the final. I mean, that's a very unusual.
It opens it up. It's good for the neutral fans as well, because it's always Celtic and Rangers in the finals every year. So it's good for neutral fans as well. There's going to be a new name on the cup, so hopefully it's Hibs. I'm a big Hibs man. I'm just praying we can finally end that 110-year wait for the cup.
You know, they've not had a good season. They're actually second from the bottom right now in the Premiership. Yeah. Fortunately, only one team gets relegated, so... You know, that this would be the highlight of their season, definitely, if they can get the win in the final. Well, Tam, we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. It's been very entertaining, very fun, and we're looking forward to we'll be watching you on television on Friday night, 10:30 as the Rhinos face LA, and then the home opener is May the 5th, and we're, again, looking forward to seeing you come here in the Rhinos uniform and doing a great job for us. Thank you so much, and have a nice time in California this week.
Yeah, well, the sun's out, so hopefully the sun's out in Rochester when I get home.
And we hope so, too.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Tam. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Tam McManus here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, Tam, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. He's a leader of this team. He's had so much experience, and I think the Scottish fans are going to be out in force.
Yeah, this team this year is a nice mix, and the only thing now we need now is an actual Italian player. We got
players that can speak Italian, right. but it would be nice if we can get an actual Italian player. But who knows what Pat Ercole he has in mind.
We'll get Del Piero, because he doesn't want to go to Montreal.
I don't think we have enough money. Unless somebody wins the lottery, we're not going to get Del Piero here. But one player we will be here this coming summer is Portuguese international Kim Brandão of the Western New York Flash. The Flash will be in action. Their home opener is May the 12th against FC Indiana. We'll talk to Kim next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you want to go to get away from it all.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. 6 locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for 3 straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The 2-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batiste here with Sam Mongiovi. Next week, Joe Sirianni will be back with us for the entire show as he'll be coming home to Rochester from Florida. I know he's looking forward to it. And we'll be a 3-man crew. We haven't had that in a while here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So that should be a lot of fun. And we invite everyone to listen in as we get into the Rhino season. And, of course, the Western New York Flash will be kicking off on Saturday, May the 12th against FC Indiana. And joining us, a lady who's won 2 championships with the Flash, with the W League Buffalo Flash, and then last season with the WPS Western New York Flash. She is the captain of the Portuguese women's national team. Kim Brandout joins us. Kim's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Again, the opener is Saturday, May 12th against FC Indiana at Salem Stadium. Tickets are be purchased by calling 716-655-PLAY or call the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Kim, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. We're glad to have you back on the show again. And we're all getting excited about the start of the Flash season. It's going to be coming up in just about 4 weeks' time. I know you guys are getting back together for training camp. What's it like getting together with all the old players and some of the new faces that are coming into the team this year?
Yeah, it's a very exciting time right now. We just finished our first week of preseason. Now we're on to our second one. And it's been really good so far. Right now we have about 3 players at training that was part of our team last year, and we have a bunch of new faces, a lot of young faces, which has been really great. And training has been really good. So,
I know that, Kim, it's going to be interesting. You've played with the Buffalo Flash, the Western New York Flash of WPS, and now the Western New York Flash of the WPSL Elite League. So, I mean, you've had to change the level of competition, obviously, is going to be different in this league versus WPS versus the W League. How do you adjust as a player to the levels of competition, and what do you expect from this new league?
Well, I've been with the Flash for 4 years now. This is going to be my fourth season. And, you know, every year it's been a little different. And but we always try to put the best product out there, and we always seem to have a very successful team. And this season, yes, it will be a little different with the new league, the WPSL Elite League. But I still, you know, it might not be as good as the WPS, but... I still think it's going to be a very high level, and you know, we're expecting to have a championship season again. So, yeah.
Yeah, we noticed, Kim, that Lori Lindsay signed with the team too, and we've been talking about the WPSL, the Elite League. Now, last year, a lot of the Flash fans know that. I mean, it was a star-studded team, a lot of competition to get playing time. This year, what kind of expectations do you have for yourself with the Flash?
Yeah, I expect to be on the field a lot more this season. This is going to be, as I said, my fourth season with the Flash. So I had a little bit of experience playing in two games last year in the WPS. Got my feet wet a little bit, know what it's all about and what to expect. And now coming in this year, you know, being it's my second year at this level, you know, I do expect to be playing more, but... You know, we'll see as the season progresses.
Now, we heard that you're the captain of the Portuguese national team, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Now,
and we have to say that Kim scored her first international goal in September playing against Armenia in the qualifying for the European Championship. So a big congratulations to you, Kim. And that had to be an absolute thrill for you to score your first international goal.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's an honor to be playing for Portugal. Both of my parents were born there and then moved to the U.S. So I actually have dual citizenship. And, yeah, I've been playing with them for 4 years now. And it's always great to go home and, I mean, well, go to Portugal and visit my family's background and to be playing for my blood country. So, yeah.
It had to be a thrill for you, Kim. We're really happy that you're going to be back with the Flash again this year, and we're looking forward to seeing you on May the 12th in the first match in the WPSL Elite League against FC Indiana, and we'll certainly be looking forward to hopefully seeing you maybe in some preseason games here in town. So congratulations again on your first international goal, and look forward to a big season for the Flash in 2012.
Thank you. Thanks for your support. We appreciate it.
No problem, Kim. Thanks a lot for being on the show. Kim Brandow here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm looking forward to seeing Kim out there. Like you said, she didn't have only had a couple matches in the WPS because of just the level of players that were there. And the story had Candace Chapman in the back, and of course McCall Zerboni, Candace Wilson. I mean, this is some big name players here. But Kim now is getting her shot in the center of the back four.
Yeah, we used to joke around that the players on the bench during the game could be playing. Could be the same team playing against the WPS absolutely. Opponents.
Absolutely. Yeah. So,
who needs Alex Morgan?
Well, I wish we still had her. But
I know.
It'll be a fun season, and we're looking forward to that. And the Rhinos opener the week before, May 5th, against Charlotte. So it's going to be a big soccer summer here in Rochester, and the Ravens will be starting up soon as well. So we want to thank our guest, Tam McManus from the West Coast, joining us. The Rhinos, of course, in action again this Friday against LA, 10:30 kickoff. You can watch it on USL Live. Also want to thank Coach Jesse Myers for the use of his cell phone, and Greg Stanton from the Rhinos media office. Kim Brandow from the Flash and AJ Cesare helping us out once again for the Flash this season. And of course, Dick Howard and Joe Sirianni will be back Monday here in Rochester for the full show. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, and Sam Mongiovi. And Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.